Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 18, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Tenpo partners Dock for credit card services. Chile's digital bank, Tenpo, has partnered with Dock, a B2B tech firm, for credit card offerings, marking Dock's expansion in Latin America. YES Bank introduces Iris. India-based YES Bank has introduced its mobile banking application, Iris by YES Bank, aiming to improve the country's digital banking landscape. The UK launches a new fintech investment fund. The United Kingdom has launched a new fintech investment fund to support companies at the growth stage of their funding cycles. Thinkific adds an automated sales tax solution for creators. Canada-based end-to-end platform for online learning products Thinkific has added a Stripe-enabled automated sales tax solution addressed to creators. The Strawhacker Group launches embedded pricing tool. The Strawhacker Group, TSG, has announced the launch of its embedded pricing tool, a value-added service for subscribers of its acquiring industry metric, AIM, platform. Alipay launches an updated international version of its app. China-based Alipay has announced the launch of an international version of its app with customized services for overseas travelers to China. Aleph launches new cross-border payments and credit underwriting unit. Global enabler of digital advertising Aleph has launched Aleph Payments, a new cross-border payments and credit underwriting unit. Dashen Bank and MasterCard launch virtual prepaid card. Ethiopia-based Dashen Bank has partnered with MasterCard to launch a multi-currency international prepaid card, marking a milestone in Ethiopia's card business. Allbank, DragonPay to extend QR payments in the Philippines. Philippines-based thrift bank Allbank and payments gateway DragonPay have partnered to extend QR payments to clients and merchants. Central banks of Indonesia and Singapore begin trial on cross-border payments. Indonesia's central bank has announced the start of a trial of cross-border QR code payments with Singapore. Comment Sold partners with TikTok. Comment Sold, a fashion live selling technology company, has partnered with TikTok Shop to enable a live selling integration in the U.S. Fiverr partners with Worldline. Worldline and Fiverr have partnered to provide payment processing and consulting services to their clients, aiming to reduce global e-commerce payment fraud. Shufti Pro launches eIDV solution. ID verification solution provider Shufti Pro has announced the launch of its electronic identity verification, eIDV, solution to help redefine verification in the IDV landscape. MasterCard partners with Riskified. MasterCard has partnered with US-based e-commerce risk intelligence company Riskified to enable businesses to mitigate fraud whilst growing revenues. MasterCard launches a CBDC-focused forum. US-based MasterCard has launched a CBDC partner program that aims to encourage open discussions around the emergence of CBDCs. RAK DAO and Humans.ai unite for AI innovation. RAK DAO and Humans.ai have announced they will collaborate to boost AI innovation in the UAE, looking to reshape AI landscape in the country's digital hub. BitGo secures $100 million in a Series C financing round. U.S.-based crypto custodian BitGo has secured $100 million in a Series C financing round, which brought its total valuation to $1.75 billion. Canadian fintech investment plummets. Investment in Canadian fintech companies dropped threefold in the first half of 2023 as valuations continued to slide to levels not seen since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, driven primarily by macroeconomic concerns, according to KPMG. MasterCard launches CBDC Partner Program. MasterCard has put together a central bank digital currency partner program comprised of firms from across the ecosystem, including Ripple and Consensus. AstroPay selected as Tottenham Hotspur's official payment partner. Tottenham Hotspur has today announced AstroPay, a leading fintech company and the preferred sports-focused payment solution for millions worldwide, as its official payment partner. Innovate Finance calls for innovation in response to Hum Treasury. Innovate Finance has submitted a response to Hum Treasury's call for proposals on how to measure success in relation to the financial regulator's new secondary objectives, emphasizing that supporting innovation in fintechs is key to ensuring competitiveness. PSR launches consultations ahead of incoming app fraud rules. The payment systems regulator, PSR, has launched two consultations in the lead-up to the implementation of its new authorized push payment, app, fraud reimbursement requirements. Why homegrown Latin American BNPL providers are ahead in underserved markets. Latin American countries are emerging economies marked by limited access to financial services and consumer goods and characterized by a significant number of unbanked and underbanked citizens. Emirates Development Bank collaborates with Trade Capital Partners. Emirates Development Bank has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to support SMEs in collaboration with Trade Capital Partners. Deloitte expands partnership with NVIDIA. Deloitte has expanded its partnership with NVIDIA, aiming to utilize the latter's AI technology to build generative AI solutions for enterprise software platforms. IBM Consulting collaborates with Microsoft. IBM Consulting has extended its collaboration with Microsoft to aid joint customers in accelerating the deployment of generative AI. Identify partners with Syntropy. Lithuania-based RegTech startup Identify has announced a partnership with Web3 network software and real-time blockchain data company Syntropy to better Web3 security and KYC compliance. Binks extends partnership with CertaK. Binks, a global cryptocurrency exchange, has extended its partnership with CertaK, aiming to enhance the security of its platform and provide users with a safer trading environment. FCA to take balanced approach in access to cash regime. Through the Financial Services and Markets Act 2023, FSMA, the UK Parliament has given the FCA the power to seek to ensure reasonable provision of cash deposit and withdrawal services for personal and business current accounts in the UK or part of the UK. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.